This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I just can't.
You know, freedom is not free.
So I must.
That's true. What, Chris? You don't understand. You don't understand. All right. We have a bunch of Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Someone else wants to talk about Trump, digital money, something we should be worried about. The questions about that. I have to menu whisper. We're going to do this together on the air. Someone owns a restaurant and wants the Jesse Kelly dinner special. And we have to pick out the food. I will teach you. Look, you can never be as good as me at ordering food. What, Chris? I'm the menu whisperer. I'm the best on the planet. I can look at a menu and... what's that saying in the show Good Will Hunting? Whoever, Mozart or somebody, how he just looked at a piano and it just made sense to him? That's me with food. I look at a menu and it makes sense to me. So you'll never be as good as me, all right? But you can get better. I can give you little tips and tricks for improvement. We'll walk through a menu. I'll teach you how to be a menu whisperer. But first, someone asked about just wars. What wars have been just? And everyone will have different opinions on this. There are tons of people in this country who would say the Civil War is just, right? We had to end slavery. There are tons of people in this country who said, no, it wasn't. It was an invasion. It was ridiculous. It was a violation of states' rights. Like, you will never get a universal, yes, that war was just outside of World War II. And that's pretty much. I don't think I've ever talked to a single person who said World War II was unjust. We got attacked. We got sucker punched by the Japanese, and they were gassing 6 million Jews in Germany. I think we should probably put a stop to some of that. No, so World War II aside, I want to focus on this one real quick. World War I. You ever read anything about World War I? And I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on this, but. You know the story, Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria-Hungary gets killed. That immediately pulls in this country. And soon it's a huge war between Germany and Britain and France and Russia and Turkey. It's a huge war. I am horrified by World War I because the numbers in World War I are so staggering. You don't realize it because World War II overshadowed it. World War I permanently altered the world in bad ways. I forget what the number is, but I think it's something like France lost 25% of the male population. You can't replace that. You need those young men back in society, getting married, making babies, going to work. That permanently alters your nation. And it was like the same story in Germany, same story in Britain, in Russia. It was just millions and millions of young men dying. And what's so crazy about it is there wasn't a Hitler, right? There wasn't a good reason for it. And there's not a single person to blame either, right? There's not a single country to blame. It was just like one of these things that happened and seemed inevitable. And it's horrifying that nobody stopped it. How did they allow that kind of carnage to continue? There are places in France to this day you cannot go because of all the unexploded artillery shells still under the ground. It's such a horrific thing that was pointless. Oh, and by the way, that's the reason there was a Hitler in World War II. World War I is the reason. It was horrible, and it never should have happened. And I think it was horrible we got involved. We should never have been involved in World War I, ever. A lot of people to this day say, you know, the sinking of the Lusitania and stuff like that, they think it was done by America. Now, I don't believe that, but there are conspiracy theories that say it was done by America just to drag us into this thing. It was just horrible. So I'll actually answer that question that way. I think World War I is a disgrace. I think the fact that we sent American troops over there to die in that disgraceful war is twice the disgrace. That's horrible. All right, Jesse, you said that 76-year-old billionaire who was president of the United States is not going to change. Does that mean if we elect Donald Trump as president, we can expect him to appoint another Anthony Fauci, Christopher Wray, General Mark Milley, so on and so forth? Look, you know my thoughts on the primary. Told you over and over and over again. I'm not on Team Trump. I'm not on Team DeSantis. I'm on Team America. I want everyone to get in and fight each other, and you prove to me why you can earn my vote. But I will tell you this. If you're a Trump fan, fine. I got no issue with you. Good. But don't expect him to change. He's a 76-year-old billionaire, former president of the United States of America. If you want what he did, everything he did again, then stick with your man and vote Donald Trump. Do it. Do not, if you're thinking there's going to be some kind of improvement in the area of personnel and stuff like that. Donald Trump is who he is. It's worked for him his entire life. He's mega rich and was leader of the free world. Look, on a macro level, Donald Trump's doing real well. Is he not? Guys like that don't look in the mirror and think, I got to make some changes. They just don't. That's not how they think. There won't be changes because he doesn't think anything needs to change. Jesse, could you give some input on your take as the inevitable money swap from our paper currency to digital currency? Asking for my broker who seems oblivious. This is one of those subjects that is so painfully boring and yet so critically important. So I'm going to spend time on it anyway, just a couple minutes on it. They're working right now in the government and around the world to completely remove any paper money at all. And it sounds to this is where you're going to be frustrated and I'm going to be frustrated because your neighbor, the one we talk about all the time, the one who agrees with you, I mean, shares your values, but doesn't really pay attention. When you say digital currency to a normal person, they think, oh, nice. Oh, that'll be actually convenient. Oh, look, I'll put all my money will be on my watch. I'll just scan my watch. Or you know what? You know, I'll have a little chip put in my hand. That'll be fine. No big deal, right? You, I'm sure, already do understand it is signing up for the most tyrannical police state in the history of the world. That's what it is. You thought communism was bad in the Soviet Union or China? Wait until the government can track every single penny you have. It's horrific. But it's such a boring and kind of complicated issue that we don't spend a ton of time on it. You've heard me talk about it from time to time, but not tons, because it's hard. It's confusing. I don't understand. Just know, digital currency means they track you. It's not about your money. They know everything about you at all times. That's what digital currency brings. It will enable the most tyrannical government in the history of the world. If they ever switch to a digital currency, you can go ahead and start the countdown to an actual hot civil war. Because that's what it would be. It would eventually be a bloody revolution. There would be a guerrilla movement. It is that bad. That bad. All right. Now, that's enough ugliness. Actually, you know what? Let's do one more ugly thing and talk about John Fetterman. What, Chris? We have to talk about Senator Cucumber. Jesse, after seeing John Fetterman get elected in Pennsylvania, have you considered America may be too far gone to elect a system disruptor? What then? I have considered this. You might be right. You've already heard me say, I believe as a nation, as a 50-state nation, we're already finished. We're at least two different countries. We're just different people. We shouldn't be living together anymore. They hate us. We hate them. There's not going to be some kind of change in that. There's not going to be some national unity healing the divide. It's ridiculous. What, Chris? Chris, you have to talk into the microphone. What? Yeah, Chris brings up a good point, too, when we talk about Senator Cucumber. Do keep in mind, the guy has been ingrained in the Democrat machine in Pennsylvania for a long time. I remember watching, I believe it was state senator debate videos with Senator Cucumber back when he could complete sentences and whatnot. And he eventually rose to be lieutenant governor of the state. And our candidate sucked. Dr. Oz didn't inspire a single human being. Yes, he actually could complete sentences, and it would be much better if he was a senator in Pennsylvania. But we went up against the Democrat machine, and we went up against the guy who's been part of the Democrat machine. Every single person in Pennsylvania knew who John Fetterman was. They knew all about John Fetterman. That was a lot to go up against. Yeah, Pennsylvania is extremely screwed. I'm not saying otherwise. But at least we're going to get good sound bites from Senator Cucumber. Think how great that's going to be, Chris. That's going to be hilarious. He's going to make Joe Biden look like a Rhodes Scholar. All right, quit. Focus. Focus on this. It is Veterans Day. Again, happy Veterans Day to my vet buddies out there. It's also November. Do you know what that means? It's time to start considering tax deductions. I tell you about preborn all the time, and you know, $28 saves a life. If you give $28, that's all you can do, that's fine. If you give $28, you are buying a young woman who's about to have an abortion, you are buying her an ultrasound, and you are saving a baby's life. I don't bring this up often, but you know that they accept donations of any amount, and it's tax deductible, and they accept it from an individual or a business. If you want to write Pete Preborn a $10,000 check, do it. If you want to write him a $20,000 check, do it. You have any idea? That's buying them an ultrasound machine and buying ultrasounds. You want to talk about saving lives. So, look, I know that's a lot of money, but if you can, dial #250 and say baby, or go to preborn.com/Jesse. Nice little fat tax deduction at the end of the year, huh? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, which I couldn't imagine you would ever do, but if you happen to, maybe you have to go pee-pee or something like that, and you have to miss a minute, you can download the whole show. They podcast the whole show. You can download the whole show after it's done on iTunes. If you're doing it on iTunes, 5-star rating and a review discussing how handsome I am. Spotify, iHeart, we're all over everything. Google, whatever you want. It's easy to find. Dear Shogun Oracle, is there anything you've ever wanted to do, have a reasonable expectation that it's possible, but fear you'll never get a chance? I've always wanted to represent myself in court, not for a trial of the century type scenario, but for a sweet spot where I feel if I lost, it wouldn't break me or cause incarceration. Okay. One, that's great. Two, this is so embarrassing. Actually, no, it's not. I'm not embarrassed at all. You know how I talk a lot about how I'm like a shadow, a 6'8" shadow. Shut up, Chris, about how I'm a shadow and I can blend in. I should have been a spy. I want to go undercover in some way so badly. In what, Chris? I want to go in some. Oh, was I offered? Kind of. Well, here's the story behind that. I was in Iraq. Right, I'm in the Marines at the time, and I'm in Iraq. And they have, when you join the Marines, you have to take a test before you join, called an ASVAB. I think that's for every branch, but I don't know. I had to take an ASVAB. It's kind of like a mental aptitude test. And I'm sure I must have cheated or something on it because I scored really high on the ASVAB. So I'm in Iraq, and I'm about to get out of the Marine Corps, not just out of Iraq, out of the Marine Corps. My 4 years is almost up. I get word one day that they want to see me down at battalion. What you need to know is that just consider that headquarters, and there's basically never a good reason that you've been called to battalion. So you did something wrong or something criminal. So it's just a matter of what I got caught doing, and I don't know. I get word, hey, you have to go to battalion. Okay, all right. I get down to battalion, and they haul me over into intelligence, into intel. And it was a recruiting pitch. Because I had scored so high on my ASVAB score, they told me, hey, we want you to re-up. We want you to re-enlist in the Marines and go military intelligence. I was close to doing it. That's how much I love that spy stuff, and I'm fascinated by that stuff, and that's how much I really wanted to do it. But the problem was the military has amazing, they're incredible intensive foreign language schools. I've never been to one. I just have heard about them. I'm talking, you show up, and in like 2-3 months, you speak fluent Farsi. They're incredible. I'm sure they must beat that into you. But anyway, they're supposed to be really, really good. I was starting to think about
my post-Marine Corps career and what I was going to try to do for a living, and I wanted to expand my options. Well, your options only increase when you speak multiple languages, right? So I asked them, I will re-up if you can guarantee me in writing that I will get to go to the intensive foreign language school so I can pick up a second language. They wouldn't do it. They tried to get me too. Well, no, I think there's a very good chance we can get you. No. I didn't say good chance. I want it right here in writing. I wasn't born last night, Chris. My old man would kill me if I didn't get it in writing. No. I want in writing that I'm going. Well, no, we can't do it in writing, but we're pretty sure we can. You know what? We are done here. Goodbye. Getting out. Anyway, back to your question. I really want to be a spy. Chris, you act like my height would be a problem. I'm sure there have been 6'8 spies before. Have you ever heard of hiding in plain sight? Who would suspect me, the 6'8 guy, of being a spy? I want to go undercover. I want to infiltrate some horrible communist government at the highest levels, and I want to risk arrest and torture, but I want to fight for the cause of freedom. And if there's a really mean communist there who's hurting and killing people, I'm going to put a couple poison drops in his coffee. What, Chris? Chris said I can do that here. You know what, Chris? That's not right. Jesse, why do people say Epsom salts? Plural instead of singular. I don't know. I call it Epsom salts, too. Well, there's a bunch of little salts. It doesn't matter. All right, anyway, that's a weird question. Now, do two things real quick. One, let's get serious before we get into the Herschel Walker stuff. We have to build a menu meal for somebody on the air. We're going to do that together. That's probably going to happen next. Before we get to any of that, let's do another very, very serious thing. Your protection. Your protection. I just got back from Nashville, and you walk everywhere in Nashville. I walked everywhere, just miles and miles and miles, walking down to meet with the suits, walking down to dinner, walking down to the party, walking down to the radio station, walking down everywhere. And one thing I just marveled at, it's this relatively safe city, but because it's a big college town, Vanderbilt is there, all the women walking alone at night, clearly college girls walking alone at night. And I remember, honestly, the only thing that kept me from doing it is that I didn't want to come off like a total creep. I would look at them, I guess I'm just getting old now, and think to myself, I hope she has something to protect herself with. They're walking down unlit streets and things like that. I hope she has something in that tiny little purse to protect herself with, because you know what she is otherwise? Prey. Get a hero gun for that daughter you've sent off to college, please. Get one for your mom who lives alone. Shoot your son who you've sent off to college or the military or wherever. Get them a hero gun. They will carry it because it's non-lethal. You don't even have to call it a gun. They can use it. It's got a laser sight. Again, it's non-lethal, so if they screw something up and shoot themselves in the foot, it's not the end of the world. They'll just be hurting a little bit. It shoots these pepper balls that will save their lives. It will save their lives. Get a hero gun for the person you love who you've sent away from home, please. Go to hero2020.com. That's hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Remember, you don't need a concealed carry permit. It has a laser sight. Anyone can use it. You just point and squeeze. Anybody. Well, she's got small hands. She can use it. I promise. My wife can use it. State restrictions may apply. Now, we have to address Herschel Walker, Mitch McConnell, and build someone a Jesse Kelly special dinner. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You guys have some really not nice things to say about my beard. I will just say not nice things. Some guy just said, this guy looks like he's about to sell me a used PT Cruiser for $499 down. My mustache looks good, okay? The wife is horrified. I think it looks good. Look, it's going to grow back in. The beard's growing back in. It's already growing as we speak. Let's deal with Herschel Walker first before we get into the most important thing we may do on the show tonight, and that's build the Jesse Kelly special at a menu. We have the GOP pivoting. How do we appeal to more people? Elon Musk, all kinds of things. Hey, Jesse, will Herschel Walker, if he wins, become Mitch McConnell's, it's the word for a female dog? Apparently, Mitch McConnell is adding some funding to Walker's new runoff campaign. Slick Mitch is garnering future support. All of this just stinks. Hopefully Walker has a line he won't cross. Look, you never know. You never know who's going to go to Washington, D.C. and sell you out. You don't. And that's part of the reason that our political system has rotted so much is this system we have where if you're in D.C. and you're raising this huge amount of PAC money from mega donors and businesses and things like that, and that PAC money, what it is power. It allows you to go into races like Georgia, and it allows you to throw all your weight behind Herschel Walker, and Mitch McConnell should. Let's hope he actually steps up and helps Herschel Walker, unlike what he did with Blake Masters. It allows you to go in there and do that, and that's a good thing. Oh, that's good, right? Raise the money. Go help Herschel Walker win. However, if you're Herschel Walker and then you get elected and you go to Washington, D.C., and you know a part of you being elected was all that Mitch McConnell PAC money, that's part of the reason you're there. It makes it easier for Mitch McConnell to knock on your office door one day and say, hey, Herschel, you know that crappy gun control bill we're about to pass? You know, like the one they already did with John Cornyn? We got a crappy gun control bill. I know your people are going to be mad about it, but hey, Herschel, you know you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me, right? And that's how it's done. And that's how, you know what, Chris? I feel icky. We need to blow off some steam.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito, hey! I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Now, let's dig in. Because I realize, look, God gives us all gifts, right? Everyone has been given gifts. You are uniquely made. He has given you gifts no one else has been given. I feel like we all have an obligation to use those gifts for his purpose. I've been given the gift of ordering food. I'm just better at it than everyone else on the planet. I am, Chris. I'm just better at it than everyone else. Because of that, I feel like I have an obligation before God to spread the word and try to teach you how to do it. So allow me to do this because I got this email. Jesse, here's my question. Dude owns a restaurant in Pompano Beach, Florida. He said, here's my question. Attached is a copy of our menu. Could you please choose one appetizer, one entree, and two side dishes, and one dessert, and a boot of beer, and I'm going to name it the Jesse Kelly Dinner Special. And after customers order the Jesse Kelly Special, our servers will say, thank you for putting your money where your morals are. You bet I can. So let's go. Let's do this. Appetizer time. Oh, no. I probably should have looked at this beforehand. Chris, why didn't you tell me to look at this beforehand? A lot of these words are in German. I bet you I can oblaw some German too. Appetizers are apparently called Vorpstation. That's pretty close to. I think I nailed that. The first one, Kartoffelpuffer. What, Chris? Homemade potato pancakes served with applesauce and sour cream. Okay, very good, except sour cream's wretched, so that's gone. Second one, Bratwurst and Knockwurst on sauerkraut. I think we have our answer there. The next one is the combination plate, Bratwurst and Knockwurst with sauerkraut, also gone. Sausage sampler. All right, hear me out. Bratwurst, Knockwurst, chicken, apple served with peppers, Munster cheese, and sauerkraut, gone. Liverwurst and Munster cheese, gone. Fried Munster cheese. Remember, if you want to be a menu whisperer one day, You have to read the subtitles. The devil's in the details. Fried Munster cheese, right off the bat, you're thinking, sounds good, right? Sounds good. And I say it sounds really good. But it says with raspberry vinaigrette. Now, I bet that's good, but you're taking a chance on that raspberry vinaigrette. Which brings us to the last one. Chicharrones. And the subtitles of this one are called fried pork bites served with cayenne dip. Always pay attention on your appetizers. Always pay attention to the dips. Always pay attention to the dips. The condiments make or break the meal. Cayenne dip? I guarantee that's fantastic. Plus, everyone gets to enjoy saying chicharrones. And you, what, Chris? Chris is, you should see how jealous Chris is because he doesn't habla. So the chicharrones, that's the appetizer onto the entrees. This is clearly German food. So we're going with a schnitzel. Why? Because schnitzel's delicious and schnitzel is so much fun to say. So much fun to say. Is it just chicken fried steak? Yes, of course. But schnitzel sounds better. What, Chris? Chris, turn on the microphone. Well, that's what they have, Chris. They have veal schnitzel, chicken schnitzel, pork schnitzel, and they have a lot of other schnitzels. And boy, is it hard to say this word a lot on the air when I'm not allowed to cuss, because that is a minefield. That is dangerous. That's dangerous. So schnitzel is what we're going with. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to pick the pork schnitzel for two reasons. One, it's delicious. Two, Chris can't eat it. The pork schnitzel. Chris, put that finger away. That's not very nice. So pork schnitzel, that's our entree. So we don't need to worry about anything else. Now, on to the desserts. Apple strudel, black forest cake, German chocolate cake, raspberry sponge cake, pineapple upside down cake. Apple strudel by a mile. Homemade apple strudel served with vanilla ice cream, cinnamon, powdered sugar, anything with vanilla ice cream that also includes some kind of starch in it. Oh, yeah, Chris, it's already over. Chris, can Jews eat apple strudel? Or is there anything not kosher in there? It's fine? Okay, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know. All right, I don't know all your rules. Lastly, I have to pick a beer. Rotating beers. We're going to go with the Spaten Premium. You know why we're going to go with that? Because it's fun to say, and it sounds like you're saying the word Spartan. It sounds very German when you say Spaten. You know, Germans always sound like they're yelling at you. That's the Jesse Kelly special. And if you email us back and tell me the special is a go and it's good with you, tell me the name of your restaurant, and I'll give out the name of the restaurant here on the show. You know what else they should serve there, Chris? They should sell at this restaurant, they should sell emergency 3-month food kits from My Patriot Supply that you can get on the way out the door. No, hear me out. This is a partnership. I just came up with this. Sorry, buddy. I just signed everyone up for a partnership. My Patriot Supply sells emergency 3-month food kits. All right. You know they're incredible. And frankly, at this point in time, you really need to have one of those. The diesel shortage and everything else, in all seriousness, please do get one of these. But if they partnered with restaurants, then you have an emergency 3-month food kit there. You pay for your meal and the kit on the way out and take your 3-month food kit home. And then when we run out of diesel fuel and your grocery store shuts down, then you don't have to starve to death with your family. I think this actually works out great for everybody. And right now they're $250 off at mypatriotsupply.com. $250 off. That's their lowest price in years. And I'm almost positive with inflation that is going to go up. Nothing I can do about that. Nothing they can do about that. Supply chain problems are what they are. Before it goes up, get one of these for everyone in your home. Everyone in your home needs a 3-month food kit. If there's two, you get two. If there's one, just get one. If it's five, get five. Get one of these things. It matters a lot, man. That kind of preparation matters a lot, and you'll sleep better at night when you wake up in the morning and you read this headline sucks and this headline sucks. You're always going to look at that. It gives me comfort. I look at it and I say, we're eating. No matter what, we're eating. All right. Elon Musk. We have GOP. Do they need to pivot? East Germany. All that and more. Still to come. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Yeah, it is the Jesse Kelly Show. If that doesn't fire you up, I don't know what will. Plus, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We've been having fun. It's just awesome. You can email the show during the show if you want. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Love, hate, death threats. Still have all kinds of questions to get to. Did you hear Pelosi talking about ESG, though? Listen to this hag.
All of the bills that we've passed, the CHIPS Act, all of that, the president and the Congress, we worked together to make sure there was justice, fairness, inclusiveness, diversity. So that, and this was $60 billion in infrastructure strictly for diversity and building infrastructure that unites communities rather than divides them. So the justice piece of it is central to how we go forward for the children. I know sometimes I use that phrase about the punches to quote a Republican, Teddy Roosevelt, about the arena. When you're in the arena, you're no longer...
I'm not going to listen to that woman say my favorite quote of all time, so we're going to set that aside here for the children. What do you mean, what's the quote, Chris? You never heard the man in the arena quote? Dude, it's the greatest quote of all time. I have attempted to live my life that way. Hang on a second. Let me pull it up here, Chris. Man in the arena. This is very good radio. I just look it up on the air. All right, here it is. It's the Theodore Roosevelt quote. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Is that not the greatest quote ever? I love that. In fact, I'm putting that in my boys' room. I'm gonna get that on one of those posters, and I'm putting that in my son's room. I already have a Spartan poster in there. I've got to show it to you, Chris. It's sweet. It's this Spartan warrior standing on a cliff with a spear in his hands, and it's big across the room. Oh, I'm raising him right. All right, let's get to some emails. Dear Elite Naked Jumping Jack Shogun, he's talking about how I said if you have towels that don't dry you off, you got to do... I didn't mean to put that image in everyone's head. I'm not doing that, okay? I have towels that dry me up. You know, never mind. Is Elon Musk showing us the way to clean out the system? He's gone into Twitter and has apparently cleaned house, laying off a lot of staff. I feel like this is the way the next Republican needs to clean out the swamp. These people had their chance to do the right thing. They went full commie. Never go full commie. What do you think? Also, Poland was eaten up with communism, and now they're probably the number one anti-communist country in the world. How did that transpire, and can we follow that path? All right, we'll get to that in a second. Let's get to this first. Elon Musk bought Twitter, you know, richest guy in the world. Twitter's a social media company. He's firing everybody, firing everyone. Apparently, some girl gave him attitude, and he just fired her on the spot and told her, you're going to have to go get free tap wine somewhere else. So he's not only firing them, he's firing them with prejudice, with salt, right? It's great. All those little vicious commies in there, he's just sending them all packing, every one of them. However, man, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer on a Friday, Chris, but let me give it to you. Don't get your hopes up too much. And this is why I say this. Elon Musk, like Trump, is a system disruptor. The communists had full control of not only every single media company, they had full control of every social media company. They censored out all the information they didn't want. They used it because communists believe in using power. They had universal control, and they loved Twitter. Twitter is the place where so many people get and share information. It just is. News articles, videos, whatever. Half the sound bites you hear on the show are pulled from Twitter sources. It's just a gold mine for that kind of stuff, for instant news. And the communists love having total control. So Elon Musk comes in and buys them. What happened right away? Right away, major advertisers, at least 20 of them, we're talking Fortune 500 companies here, begin yanking their advertising dollars out of Twitter. I'm already hearing rumors. Now, these are just rumors. Just pause here. I'm already hearing rumors they may have to declare bankruptcy already. Twitter may declare bankruptcy. Now, we're talking about the richest human being on the planet. The richest man on the planet. You have any idea how many rich men there are on this planet and how many guys are there worth so much money? It's absurd. Elon Musk is not only richer than all of them, he's far richer than all of them. And the richest man on the planet very well might get crushed because that's what happens to system disruptors. We have a vile, corrupt system. And when you own all these institutions, it simply gives you the ability to crush anyone. Dude, they're crushing Trump right now. Trump is a billionaire, former president. What'd they do? They impeached him twice. They're getting ready to indict him. Trump might be arrested soon. That's Trump. Elon Musk is the richest dude in the world. And they might get him too. And I don't mean to be down. I just want you to not get your hopes up too much, okay? Don't get your hopes up that he is changing everything and everything's going to change. I like a lot of what he's doing. You know, I don't wave anyone's pom-poms. Definitely not billionaires. I like a lot of what he's doing. We should cheer for that and hope for that. But don't get your hopes up, all right? Here's what you need to do, though. Here's what you need to do. This will make you feel better. It'll make you feel better if you get all the smells out of your home and your office. It will. Because you don't realize that your home has smells because you're in it all day long. Your body just gets used to it. But your home has a smell. I'll never forget when I moved to Houston. Well, I was trying to move to Houston. We were looking down here looking for houses. And we found one that was beautiful. It was on the lot we wanted. It wasn't too much money. So we go, and I'm almost in love with the house already. And we go open up the front door of the home. I wouldn't even walk in. And the home was empty. They had already moved out, had been professionally cleaned. I told the real estate agent, nah, I'm not going in there. It smelled so bad. Cooking smells, pets, everything. It smells. Clean your air. Eden Pure Thunderstorm will clean your air all the time. You can have viruses, mold cleaned out of your air. It fixed my allergies. They have a 3-pack for sale for my listeners. You have to go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. Don't spell out 3, okay? EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That gets you a 3-pack of these things for $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. All right. Ask Dr. Jesse time. Jesse, how should the GOP pivot on abortion is what he's talking about. More importantly, how do we get people to understand this type of propaganda used by the communists so they aren't constantly convinced of false narratives? He's talking about the fact we single women voted on abortion. They did. So what do we do? How do we pivot? I'll explain in a second.
This is an iHeart podcast.